This week, the District of Columbia Boxing and Wrestling Commission unanimously approved a boxing license for Mike Tyson. Washington is competing against other sites, including Detroit and Memphis, to host a fight between Tyson and heavyweight champion Lennox Lewis. The search for a venue began in January when Nevada turned down Tyson's license request. If the fight takes place in Washington, D.C., supporters say it could generate $150 million in revenue. But several groups, including the National Organization for Women, opposed Tyson's licensing, citing his behavior in and out of the ring. Michael Brown is vice chairman of the D.C. Boxing and Wrestling Commission. He says the three commissioners took unprecedented steps before approving the license.
In this particular case with Mr. Tyson, we actually went above and beyond what we usually do and added two very big elements. We added a psychiatric exam, and we added an interview with the commission. So we wanted to make sure we did everything to make sure that Mr. Tyson was fit to fight.
Did he pass?
Well, the doctor said he's fit to fight. I don't know what the definition of pass is, but from the standpoint of whether he's going to get a license, he indeed is fit to fight.
And the character of the applicant's not an issue?
Well, we don't have a moral clause in our application process. We can and did take into account the things that have gone on in the past, and we definitely weighed those things.
What about a criminal record? I mean, there is a rape, there is an assault, there was the Holyfield bite, there was the start of the brawl.
Right. Agreed, and we were all very concerned about those things and took it into account. There are a lot of boxers, though, and a lot of athletes and entertainers that have criminal records, too, and they're still able to perform their livelihood. And that's basically the angle we took, but it was further than that. We know there's some negatives here, and we wanted to try to turn these negatives into positives. As you know, if you live here in Washington, somewhere roughly about 4,000 to 5,000 people were laid off after September 11th. And if this can give a boost and get people back to work, it seems that let's turn this negative into a positive and get some money back in people's pockets.
But Mike Tyson isn't a guy who made a mistake and deserves a second chance, that sort of situation.
I'm not going to defend Mr. Tyson. The things he did were awful, and they're indefensible. But I will defend the process and what our jobs were as a commission to take that into account and take other things into account. And that's what we did, and that's how we came up with the decision. We're proud of our decision.
The state of Nevada denied him a license.
They did, and many states have granted him licenses in the last couple of weeks. There are many cities. We're the only real non-casino city kind of in the running for this fight. And so we're doing the best we can. But these casino cities, and there are many of them now around the country that want this fight, so we're in competition.
What are young people to think about this?
The role model issue came up, as a matter of fact, in our meeting. And most people thought that it's not Mike Tyson is not a role model. I don't want him to be my children's role model. And from that standpoint, if he's coming in for one day or one weekend and your child has changed, then I don't know if we're doing a good job as parents. So from that standpoint, I don't see him as a role model, and I don't think young people should either. This is entertainment. It's just a sport.
Are there any character circumstances that would have an applicant be denied a license?
Certainly. Your next question will be what those are, and I don't know. A lot of it's on a case-by-case basis, and I can't stress enough, though, that economics is definitely playing a role, and we need to get people back to work in the hospitality industry.
The economic benefits of a Tyson fight are so great that they outweigh all other considerations.
I don't know if they're so great that they outweigh, but again, it's one of those things where if you've been out of work since September, you have to look at another perspective on what they're thinking. And yeah, they may think he's a bad person. They don't want him as a role model. But if that's going to get them back to work, I think that's what, as Americans, we need to care about.
Michael Brown is vice chairman of the D.C. Boxing and Wrestling Commission.